Good morning, friends. Today's scriptures are full of wonderful lessons and quotes, but I want to focus on the greatest commandment that God gave us. Now you know about the Ten Commandments, remember? Love God most, put God first, don't lie, don't steal, don't kill someone, love only your husband or wife, respect your parents, rest on the Sabbath, always say God's name with respect, and don't want what other people have. So which of those does God say is the greatest? He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second most important is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. So first, we need to love God most. We need to put him first in our lives, and we can do this by asking ourselves, what can I do to make God happy, to bring God glory? First, he wants us to spend time with him by reading and studying the Bible and praying and talking to him. You can tell him anything, what upsets you, what worries you, what makes you mad, and what makes you happy. He cares about all of that because he loves you so much. Next, we need to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So how do we love ourselves? We do things that we enjoy, right? Things that make us smile and make us happy. Things that take care of our minds and our bodies, and things that give us rest to recharge for the next day. So then we ask, what does God want me to do to love my neighbor? When we say neighbor, we don't mean just the people that live in the house next to you, but everyone that you come in contact with during the day. The kids in your class, your family members, the people you see at the store or walking down the road. All of these people are our neighbors. And if we love them like we love ourselves, then we will care for them and help feed them or give them water and tell them about how much God loves them and make them smile. Just think how much better this world would be. Or let's start smaller. Just think how much better our town would be if we all, number one, loved God most and put him first, and number two, loved our neighbor just like we love ourselves. I think that would be a good way to make everyone smile, especially God. Let's work on that this week. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us first. Please help us to put you first in our lives. That includes our hearts, souls, and minds. When we do that, your love will overflow in our hearts, and we will share that with our neighbors through kind words, kind actions, and smiles. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen.